different things you raise in the garden? Oh my, squash, cucumbers, okra, peas, beans, peanuts, potatoes, tomatoes, butter beans, string beans, just any number of things you go on and on about what you were raising in the garden.
Any other name for string beans?
Snap beans.
What about green beans?
Green beans, yeah, green beans.
What's the difference?
Not any. Not
what
really.
About butter beans? Any other name?
Lima beans, butter beans.
Is that the same?
Yes, that's the same. But there are different kinds now. Mm-hmm. Now, I have some beans planted in the garden now, some of these great big old speckled butter beans, and we don't call them limas. The limas are the little green limas. It's a little white lima when it dries.
What's to get the beans out of the pods, you say you have to...
Shell the beans.
And... A little red thing that grows down in the ground.
Oh, radishes. I forgot my radishes. And onions. Radishes and onions and carrots and beets. There's just no end in the garden thing.
What do you call the little onions that you pull up and eat before they get very big?
Shallots.
Okay. Any other name?
Scallions.
Is that the same?
Well, I really don't know.
What do you call them when you were little?
We used to call them shallots. The shallot onions.
What about the little tomatoes that don't get any bigger than that?
Little Tom tomatoes.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called outhouse tomatoes?
No, I don't think we ever called them outhouse tomatoes. We just call them little Tom tomatoes.
And what different kinds of potatoes are there?
Oh, there's a number of kinds of potatoes, but honey, I can't remember all
well,
that.
What's the...
There is an Irish potato and sweet potato. Mm-hmm. You don't mean the brand, you just mean... Ash potatoes.
Well, is there any other name for sweet potatoes?
Yams, yes.
Is that the same as a sweet potato?
Well, I think so. Yes, I think that's the same thing. Yam and sweet potato is the same thing.
And you take the top of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Greens.
What different kinds of greens do you eat?
Do I eat? Oh, I eat lots of different kinds of greens. I like spinach. Turnip greens, collards, mustard, and cabbage. And I like most any kind of greens.
You ever hear people eating?
And poke salad. Oh, yes, I've gathered that. I've eaten that.
You ever heard of people eating the carrot tops or beet tops?
No. Now, I have heard of people eating the beet tops, but I don't like that. Usually when I don't remember ever tasting it. I don't care for that. I never eat that.
Talking about a cabbage, if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four...
Cabbage.
And something similar to cabbage.
Something similar to cabbage. Collard?
Of course, green and...
Lettuce?
Okay. And if you wanted to buy some, you'd ask for maybe
three heads of lettuce.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like, say someone had five children, say they had five
headed children. No, I never used that.
How'd that sound?
Sounds awful. You talk of heads like you've got 100 head of cattle or 100 head of hogs, but not 5 head of kids.
If someone had about 14 children, you say he really had a...
A crowd or a bunch.
What about tassel?
Well, I don't remember using that word. Oh, I might even sometimes say, why, they have a whole passel of children over there, something like
just
that.
Joking?
But just joking. I don't use that word.
What would you hear passel used about?
I don't really know. I can't think about
it. Do you hear the word push?
Push, yes.
I mean, like push meaning a group?
No, I never use that as a group.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
It's roasting ears.
Huh?
Roasting ears.
Okay. Is that a special kind of corn or the age of the corn?